Back in Calgary as we get ready for the second half kickoff for Colin O'Brien. Manchop Riders have a 19-10 lead. We anticipate the Stampeders will be starting with a football after winning the coin toss at the outset of the game and deferring to this point just ahead of that kickoff, Luke. It's time for the stat of the half for Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals. What do you like in this one?
Well, it's 13 for 21 for 219 yards and Zach Caleros. I think that started off the game a little bit shaky. He was putting the ball outside of the receiver's catch radius. But as he settled down, he really got himself into the groove. And, you know, right now you're seeing the ability to sustain drives for Saskatchewan, and that's not something we've seen, and it's definitely refreshing. And we have to remember that this is, you know, one of the best coaching staffs coming out of a first half into a third quarter. So it's going to be interesting to see what, if any, tweaks are going to be made here, whether it's to the offensive game plan or the defensive game plan. Again, best case scenario, though, for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in a tough building to win in. Calgary does not lose here a lot. There's a lot more game left here, but right now, you're in good standing.
That's the stat of the half for Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. So the Riders take to the field. They'll be defending the south end zone to our right here in Calgary on a beautiful night, 17 degrees at kickoff. It's got to be around that now, but the lights are on here at McMahon. Calgary Stampeders in black, Riders in white. Stamps defending the north end zone to our left here in this third quarter. Deep for them, William Langley and Romar Morris. This third quarter is for Capital Auto Mall, Young's Equipment, Agco, Sasktel, Marcus in New Holland, and McDougall Auctioneers. Kim Murphy has whistled time in. Brett Lowther on his approach, and he sends it sailing. Romar Morris will field it for Calgary. Down deep inside his 5, over the 10, 15-yard line. 25, Morris, outside the numbers, far left side, out to the 28-yard line, a 24-yard return for the rookie from Nevada after a 71-yard kick by Lowther.
And as the Calgary Stampeders come out here for their first offensive possession of the second half, you got to wonder, I mean, what are they thinking? How are they going to start to move the ball more consistently against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders defense? Is it the run game? Do you start finally becoming that downhill team that you know your general manager and president John Huffnagel wants you to be?
Well, Bo Levi Mitchell and his offense starting out far left hash of their 28. All kinds of motion in this set. Riders show the blitz and they bring it. Bo Levi stands, throws deep, and he can't hook up with Jawan Breskitchen, but there is a penalty flag on that play deep in the secondary.
And Jawan Breskinson is going to get bailed out here. He just doesn't have the separation speed to beat Moncrief.
Pass interference. Saskatchewan, number 42. Point of foul, automatic first down.
And unfortunately Calgary. For the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, the refs, that's a bailout call. And Breskinson's lucky. They got the matchup they wanted. But again, I mean, this is a receiver that can't separate from an outside linebacker, so that's a good sign, obviously, for your Saskatchewan.
First down, Stampeders out to their 49 via penalty. The 21-yarder. And now Kim Murphy blows his whistle and halts proceedings here. They're arguing about ball placement, and they're getting the word from Command Center in Toronto as to where the line of scrimmage will be.
You know, and you wish that the Command Center would say, hey, listen, guys, that ball wasn't going to be caught anyways. Put your flags away. And I'm not just saying that because it's Rider Nation and it's the Saskatchewan Rough Riders defense. It's just you'd like to see that across the league. If the ball wasn't going to get caught, just put the flag up.
So we're set. First down, Calgary. Their own 49, far left hash in a twin tight end set. Mitchell drops, pressured up the middle, scrambles right, dumps underneath. He's got a wide open man. It's the rookie Markeith Ambles to the 50 of the Rough Riders and a first down for Calgary after a 12-yard pickup.
Saskatchewan ends up rushing 3, but Zach Evans spins to the inside, and what it does is it creates a huge amount of space on the right side because there's no end man on the line of scrimmage, and Bo Levi Mitchell moves towards an unmarked space on the field, and he's done that his whole career. Adjust the pocket, make a throw. Exactly what he does, and now they're on the 50.
First down, Calgary. Two back set for Bo Levi Mitchell. Three receivers to the left. It's a pitch left to Romar Morris. Dances around the first tackler, Luchez Purifoy, but he's downed on the 51 for a loss of a couple on the play.
Well, I've said this a lot. Sometimes making the play doesn't mean you're making the tackle, and this is all Luchez Purifoy. He sprints upfield, and what it does is he puts an edge on the defense. It forces Romar Morris to cut back inside. And when he does cut back inside, there's three Saskatchewan Rough Riders bearing down on him, and it's second 11 off a great defensive assist from Luchez Purifoy.
Center Ucombray Williams comes down on the ball at the Saskatchewan 51. Far left hash. Spread offense for Bo Levi Mitchell on second and extra. Riders showing a blitz, but they back off. Four-man rush. Mitchell delivers wide right, flats underneath coverage. Romar Morris has it inside the 40, down to the 37-yard line, and a Calgary first down.
And unfortunately, you got to give Luchez Purifoy credit, and now you're going to take it away from him and put it on him because this is a 14-yard gain. Luchez Purifoy, in his assignment, he's not supposed to carry the wide receiver that runs a seam route down. He's got to guard the guys in the flats, and he doesn't. And now Calgary's on the Saskatchewan Rough Rider 36, threatening.
And they've started at their 35 on this drive. It's been an impressive possession by Bo Levi Mitchell. Again, two backs for them here on first down from the 36 on the right hash. They give is to Don Williams, the tailback inside. He gets down to the 33. Be a four-yard pickup on first down.
Don Jackson's had a good game thus far with some of the opportunities he's gotten. And this is more like Calgary. Downhill, getting those big offensive linemen chip blocks up to linebackers where Cam Judge is, and that's the reason they get about a long four, and they're in second and six.
Well, being down 9 points doesn't, I'm sure, scare the Calgary Stampeders coming out for the second half, and they have owned the football here so far in this third quarter. Second and five. Right hash of the Rider, 32-yard line. Riders bring the blitz. Bo Levi stands, throws inside. This one's caught. Romar Morris again inside the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. No, it's Juwan Breskic in the catch and the first down.
This is probably about as efficient as we're used to seeing out of the Calgary Stampeders. Little fake play action pass, and number 82 just slips on a quick slant, slips into an open space in the Calgary Saskatchewan Rough Rider defense for 16 yards.
First down Stamps, Rider 17 right in front of the goalpost. Five receivers spread wide for Bo Levi Mitchell. Ambles is the motion man here. Play fake, and it's a pass to Ambles, a screen to the wide right side. He's down to the 10, still going, and knocked out of bounds at the 3-yard line.
Well, when an offense is moving the ball, the one thing that you can't do is when you have an opportunity to stop him and make a play, you got to make it. And unfortunately, Ambles just does a good job of bouncing off would-be tacklers and gets his team down on the 2-yard or the 3-yard line. So this is a great first drive here from the Calgary Stampeders.
Now set up first and goal near right hash of the Rider 3. Mitchell takes the snap, hands off, and ball carrier Don Williams is going nowhere. Right into the middle of that Rider D line. It's going to be second and goal.
Well, Chad Jeter, they're playing run the whole way, and Jeter's going to commit to the running back because he's got support if Bo Levi Mitchell does keep this RPO, and Jeter makes a tack in the backfield. They're on the 4 in this second down.
That's a loss of a yard for Don Williams.
Bend but don't break is what you want to do as a defense here.
Second and goal from the 4. They spread 5 receivers wide. Mitchell in shotgun from the Rider 4-yard line, and he'll go to the air. Puts it up on the back left corner. It is caught for the touchdown. Lamar Durant, touchdown Calgary.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you in your play-by-play, but I wanted to say you got to watch for the game up top to the field here. And Lamar Durant is just going to beat Cresden Butler flat out. I think Cresden was expecting them to try to run her out to the inside, and Durant doesn't do that. He gets right towards the corner, and he's got a quarterback that's going to throw him a perfect football in this scenario, and Calgary has executed their first drive to almost perfection.
And the Stamps are going to go for 2. The decision from head coach Dave Dickinson. It's a 3-point ball game now. If they're successful here, it'll be down to 1. They'll scrimmage from the 3 right in front of the goalposts. Stamps send 2 receivers in motion to the right, 2 receivers left. Don Jackson's the back. The 2-point convert attempt. Bo Levi throws underneath. That's tipped and incomplete. But there is a penalty marker down.
It's going to be offside on the defense. They're going to get a chance to do this again if are the Stampeders. You know, Chad Jeter. If there are young football players listening, if you get an opportunity to hit the quarterback flush, hit the quarterback. Don't jump for a pump fake. Don't worry about him throwing the ball. Hit the QB. You got to work so hard to get pressure on a quarterback in a professional league that when you have an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. Here, Bo Levi Mitchell gets...
Offside, Saskatchewan, number 47. Half the distance to the goal. We'll retry the convert.
Now the Riders sub 4-for-4.
Well, they got their big team on the goal line. They're expecting Calgary to try to run this in. But again, to finish off my thought on Jeter, yeah, you can't get up in the air when you have an opportunity to hit the QB. Hit the QB.
Stampeders going for two now from the Rider one. Three receivers left. They're in a tight end set. Two tight end set. They gives to Don Jackson off the right edge. And he's in the end zone standing up. Stamps compete for two. And it's 19-18 Riders midway through the third quarter. We'll be right back. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, the Calgary Stampeders have made this a one-point football game. They come out in their opening series and score an eight-point touchdown. Lamar Durant, a four-yard touchdown reception on a series that started at their 28, managed five first downs, and took 5 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock. The good news is the Riders will get the ball back here. We haven't seen them yet here in this third quarter.
Yeah, the Calgary Stampeders came out and said, hey, listen, the Riders aren't the only one who know how to string a drive together. And they put it on. That was basically a perfect drive to open them. They took 5.5 minutes off the play clock, and now Saskatchewan's going to have to answer.
Kyran Moore and Cameron Marshall are the return men as the Stampeders' Paradis walks off his 8-yard approach. Stamps in black defending the north end zone to our left here in the third quarter. A high, deep boot. Kyran Moore inside the Riders 10, 15, 20 outside the numbers, far side of the field, 30, hurdles, tacklers, 40-yard line, goes swerve to the 45. What a return for the rookie from Austin Peay. And the Riders will come out on offense for the first time in this quarter. When we come back, they lead 19-18 in Calgary. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at McMahon Stadium, the Riders' lead's been cut to 1 point. They're up 19-18 after a 38-yard kickoff return by Kyran Moore. Saskatchewan will start their opening series from their 45-yard line. Their average drive start in the game is their 35. I don't think any of us were too comfortable yet, Luke, with a 9-point lead at the half against the best team in the CFL over the last 20 years, particularly in their house.
That's the thing about these last games heading into the playoff. You can't be comfortable at any point. I don't care if you're up 18 with 5 minutes left in the game. This is a league that things can turn on a dime on you. And, you're looking at potentially a shot-for-shot game here on out, and you get the feeling that the first offense that turns the ball over is going to be the team that loses.
No turnovers today. Riders starting from their 45, far right hash. Five receivers. Pat Lavoie is the motion man on the play. It's a fake short right side pass to Patrick Lavoie. He stopped at the line of scrimmage and will be second and 10.
Yeah, this time again, the Calgary's Stampeders determined, hey, you know what? Don't worry about assigning a position to Pat Lavoie. Let's go ahead and blitz, and whoever picks him up just needs to make the tackle. That's exactly what they do in second and 10.
Shaq Evans and Air Jordan go to the right. Caleb Hawley, who hasn't had a catch today. Lavoie and Moore to the left. Back is Cam Marshall on second and 10. No, it's Mason on second and 10 for the 45. Calero stands back, throws, and caught. by Kyran Moore up at the 55, and it looks like a first down.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this is an absolute dart here from Zach Caleros. He's one, two, three, three and a half drop, a step drop, and a first down bullet to Swerve Moore.
A first down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Authentic ingredients on a hand-tossed crust. Enjoy with great daily drink specials at either Regina location or two in Saskatoon. Join us Monday night for our Monday night watch party. From the 55 on first down, the give is to Cam Marshall, bouncing it inside, 45, 41-yard line of Calgary, a 14-yard run on first down.
Well, this look you've seen from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders a ton. It's Jordan Williams-Lambert coming from one side. Pat Lavoie does another great job of knocking the end man on the line of scrimmage into the fray. Marshall comes off Lavoie, follows Lambert, and it's a first down. That's a great run by Cam Marshall and a physical finish, which is exactly what you want to see in this game.
Marshall's got 31 yards rushing. Trey Mason, 22. Riders a first down at the Calgary 41-yard line. Two back set for Caleros. The gives to Marshall. Inside to the 38-yard line. The gain's just a couple for the vet from ASU.
Yeah, it might give him three at the most. Again, this isn't as successful, but this is a great job of being physical. Josiah St. John, Philip Blake, is trying to get to the second level and remove guys' helmets. That's what you want to see out of this game. This is a violent rivalry game, and it's nice to see this physical level in this second half from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who are, by the way, in field goal range.
Yeah, they've answered the Calgary touchdown in their opening series with a pretty good drive of their own. They are second and eight at the Calgary 38, two-back set. For Caleros, drops to pass, throws short left side to Lavoie. He's hit hard, you heard it, by Trey Roberson at the 30. Well, I thought the 31. They're spotting it at the 32, and it looks like they're shy of the first down, Luke.
Yeah, and Rod, but this is one of those things we say, hey, listen, be on the lookout for something like this coming back, and this is Lavoie into the flats. He's been open a couple times. Unfortunately, right now, you've got a player down for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. It looks like it's Jacoby Cofield. Or Josiah St. John. No, it's Josiah St. John. So again, Braden Scram, who was picked up here, you know, pretty much off the street, is checking in at the right guard position. Lavoie looks close on that 6-yard play to a first down.
Injury break for WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. Our stats man, Conan, who is a Calgarian, by the way, doesn't agree with that spot either. We can challenge spots, can't we? I'm a little surprised the Riders aren't, because if they did, I think they'd have a first down right now. Chris Jones.
Well, right now, I think the Riders are more concerned about their first round pick in 2016, is it? Being on the ground. Well, not on the ground, but on his knee.
Chris Jones out on the field with some concern, for sure. It's third and one.
Well, here's the problem, is that the fact that Josiah St. John has to go off the field now really prevents them from getting into their big packages on these short yardage plays. Because Josiah St. John, unless they're adding another guy in at the tight end position for Josiah St. John, this is actually a tougher third and one than they're used to.
Time whistled in by Kim Murphy, the ball lay on the 32-yard line of the Calgary Stampeders near left hash. Nick Marshall's going to quarterback this short yardage situation for Saskatchewan on third and one. And Marshall looking around the right end, peeking, and he's off. 25, 20, 15, 10 goes Marshall and out of bounds. Down at the 6-yard line. He needed one, and he got 26 yards.
Well, you love the guys that come in and do the homework when it comes to the film. And Nick Marshall's been a guy that you know has clearly watched a ton of film, even in these short yardage roles that he's got from the Riders. This is planned the entire way. Nick Marshall clearly sees a weakness on film in Calgary, on the edges, and he goes and exploits it for a first down. There was no possible way he was going anywhere else, and Lambert does a good job of not drawing a holding call at the edge.
Caleros checks back in. First and goal at the Calgary 6 on the far right hash. And now they are all lined up and ready, and Kim Murphy has walked to the line of scrimmage and waved his hands to halt the play, and we're going to get an announcement here.
The video official has adjusted the yards to the 8-yard line.
Well, that's fair. It makes it a 24-yard run by Nick Marshall.
Yeah. Well,
who, by the way, in his rookie year has 6 rushing touchdowns on the season.
You know, in a game where everything matters, you'd love the video official to impact the game on something better than a yardage reevaluation.
5 receivers set for the Riders on first and goal from the Calgary 8-yard line. The back is Cam Marshall. Play fake. Caleros, a screen pass. But Kyran Moore is down for a loss at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, Calgary was waiting on this play the whole way. They're going to get Kyran Moore. He got a first down almost on a similar play in the first half, but this time, the Calgary defensive backs are all over that plant.
Loss of 4. Second and goal from the Stampeder 12 near left hash. Holly, Moore, and Air Jordan to the right. Shaq Evans to the left. They got a tight end right. And the back is Cam Marshall. Second and goal. Caleros waves him in motion. Stamps blitz. Here's a bloop pass out of the reach of LeVuan. The wide right flats.
Yeah, and Zach Caleros got his hands on his knees. He knows he missed a huge opportunity. You've got LeVuan into the flats out of his tight end position, wide open. And if Zach Caleros hits LeVuan here, LeVuan is in the end zone. And it's good that you're coming out with points, but again, you're going to want to cross the goal line with the football here. And that is a huge missed opportunity for the green and white. Huge.
20-yard field goal for Lowther, who is 4 for 4 today. Snaps back. Kick is up from Lowther. From 20 yards out, he's good, and the Riders go up 22-18 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. We will be right back to McMahon Stadium after this break. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back in the foothills of the Rockies, Rod and Luke in the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Search it, watch it, bid on it, buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. Calgary Stampeders looking to respond as they take over from their 35-yard line following the Brett Lowther field goal. We're brought to you by Redhead Equipment, Friends of the Riders, Touchdown Lottery, Quality Tire, Pioneer Protector, Harvest Max CR, and Young's Equipment. These are the games you live for. Sellout house, beautiful night, high teens Celsius, clear, and the largest contingent of Rider fans I've seen in years, maybe ever, here in this stadium. This has been awesome, and a close game.
And they got the Dropkick Murphys Shipping Up to Boston song blaring. This is one of my favorite songs as a player. If that can't get you hype, you probably shouldn't be playing football.
3 right, 1 left for the Stampeder offense. Now 2 receivers motion to the left side. Bo Levi from the gun. Delivers short left side. Eric Rogers takes it up inside out to the 50-yard line in a Calgary first down. Yeah, that's Markeith Ambles, the motion man. First down.
Chris Jones is going to have to be concerned about this. The Riders are in zone, but Calgary motions 3 guys over to the short side of the field, and nobody accounts for Markeith Ambles in the slot. And it's not a route or anything. He just sort of goes and sits into an empty space. And number 19... he'll find you every single time if you're that wide open. So Saskatchewan's got to figure their coverage scenarios out in these zones.
First down Calgary, their own 50. Far left hash, 2 backs for Bo Levi. Play action, zings it over the middle. Caught inside the 50 of the Riders for a first down. This time it's Eric Rogers, the veteran from Cal Lutheran, and another Calgary first down.
Well, we talked about having 4 of the top 5 Calgary wide receivers not playing in this game, and so far, there are guys stepping up to make plays, and at this point in time, I know that the Calgary Stampeders are very thankful that Eric Rogers came from his NFL try back to the black and red, and this is another drive that Calgary is doing well on.
3:05 to go in the third quarter. Riders lead is 4 points, but the Stamps are marching. First down at the Rider 48. 2 backs for Bo Levi Mitchell. Play action, rolls right, screen pass is hauled in by Don Jackson, but Cresden Butler's having none of it. Drags him down around the 45-yard line, and the gain is 3.
And it's nice for the Riders to actually finally plug some of these leaks that are happening. And Cresden Butler comes out of his hook curl coverage to cover the first receiver into the flat. makes the tackle on Ambles, and finally the Riders get him into a second and at least seven situation.
Clock running, 2:25 to go. Stamps trying to take the lead with a touchdown here. They are second and seven at the Saskatchewan 45 on the near right hash. Five receivers spread wide, three-man rush against Bo Levi Mitchell, who pumps, now delivers inside on time and in stride. Eric Rogers, the 25, the 20, down to the 18-yard line before the tackle made by Cresden Butler, and Calgary gashing the Riders in the air right now.
Yeah, and this is just a quick slant run by Rogers. He frees himself up from Nick Marshall, and Levi Mitchell connects to him on that quick slant for 28 yards. Again, if you're the Riders and Chris Jones, you're actually pretty concerned about the way the Stampeders have been able to move these last two drives. This is not ideal.
Not trending well. First down, Calgary. Two backs again for Bo Levi and three receivers to the wide right side. From the Rider 18, Mitchell stands, sees nothing, now delivers in the back of the end zone, and it is intercepted deep in the end zone by Mike Adam, the former U of Calgary Dino, and the Stampeders turn it over.
You know, and we said this looks like one of those games where the first O to throw it, hit a turnover might lose, and finally Edom comes through for the Rider defense that was leaking water all over the place.
Water, oil, whatever.
Yeah, and I think that Levi Mitchell is a step too late on this ball. I think that he had the right idea. It's just, Edom just has a great reaction. He realizes that he's close to the back of the end zone. And if he's that close to the back of the end zone, he can turn around because he's going to be able to get his hands on any football that's coming anywhere near him. And he just outlasts Eric Rogers for this ball. Great play from a guy, Rod, who's having an outstanding year.
Is he ever? Second pick of the season for Mike Adam, who started every game at safety. And the Riders take over on their 25 on the near left hash on the touchback. 4-by-1 set on first down. Caleros drops. Oh boy, he's in trouble from the backside. Slings it right side. Katie Cannon, the catch. Over the 35 and out to the 39-yard line, and a Rider first down.
Zach Caleros has come to play. If this were Winnipeg, Zach Caleros would have forced this into double coverage. He pumps. You don't want to see him leaving his feet as a quarterback, but turns to his right and fights KD Cannon coming across the middle, 14 yards. Zach Caleros hitting strides, hopefully here for the Riders.
First down, Riders, their own 39, far right hash. Stack formation wide to the left. Two receivers short side right for Caleros. And on first down, the give is to Cam Marshall inside. He's over the 45, busting tackles to the 53-yard line. First down, Riders on the ground this time.
They got the stack to the field. Swerve Moore starts inching in as if he's going to block. And again, Pat Lavoie gets just enough of the outside edge player of the Calgary Stampeders D-line to free up Cam Marshall for 13 yards and a first down. Wow, we're seeing shot for shot here from these offenses.
KD Cannon, Kyran Moore, and Pat Lavoie to the right side. Eric Jordan, Shaq Evans to the left. First down, Riders, their own 52 near left hash. And the give is to Cam Marshall off the left side. Midfield, 50 of Calgary, down to the 48-yard line, and that'll be a 10-yard romp for Cam Marshall. And that is the final play, by the way, of the third quarter. On the quality tire scoreboard, through three in Calgary, it's Saskatchewan 22, Calgary 18. At Quality Tire, we know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Time to stretch at McMahon. Fourth quarter coming up. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back in Calgary for the fourth quarter, the Riders have the football at the Calgary 48-yard line and a first down, and most importantly, a four-point lead. Stats through three quarters for the Canadian Brewhouse, your headquarters for Week 7 in the NFL, with two locations in Regina and one in Saskatoon. The Riders have 21 first downs through three quarters of work. Calgary 14, Riders 114 on the ground, 225 in the air, 339 of offense. Going to the fourth quarter, Calgary 50 on the floor, 164 in the air, 214
Yeah, you know, you've almost got 400 yards worth of offense heading into this fourth quarter, and I just tweeted it out, Rod. I think that we have to show some, give some recognition to Josiah St. John. To be quite honest with you, he's played a really good game today. That last run, he was the puller coming around off that edge, and you know, it shows that, hey, they were patient, and he's made good on their belief in him at some of these plays.
Riders come set, far left hash of the Calgary 47. Spread offense for Zach Caleros. Cam Marshall's the back, and he'll get the ball. No, play fake. Zach takes it around the left end to Garrett Davis in chase. Out of bounds on the 44-yard line. And the gain for the Riders will be 3 by the quarterback.
Run pass option here, and Zach Caleros does a good job of getting anything out of this because Garrett Davis isn't a slouch. He comes right down the line and tackles Caleros, but not before Caleros manages to get the Riders into a very manageable second and about 6.5 to 7.
They gave him 4 on the carry. And they go to a 5-yard package here. We're a minute into the fourth quarter. Riders lead by 4, and they're marching. Big second down here, though. Caleros drops straight back and gives it a heave downtown. Cut by Eric Jordan just inbounds at the 18 of Calgary.
You know, and this guy was such a big play receiver at Ball State. He's come in here in his first year, and this is an absolutely perfect throw. Over the top of the defensive back, right in front of the safety for 27 yards to number 84. And I'll tell you what, when he gets the ball in his hands, he's special. And the Riders just got to continue to find ways to do that. But here, they might get back on the ground. Just a great balance on this attack so far.
What do we got? We got
that Dickinson's challenging the play. They think that Jordan pushed off.
Calgary is challenging the previous play that there was offensive pass interference. We'll review the play.
So we go to a command center review for Nelson Motors and Equipment in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redverse, and Oxbow. Call today, 306-868-5000. We'll go to a break while they review it. Here in Calgary with 14:13 to go, the Riders lead 22-18. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Fourteen-13 remains in the fourth quarter. We are still in a command center review as they look at the potential push-off by Air Jordan on a critical play in the game, a 27-yard gain, Luke. This is a pivotal spot.
Yeah, we talked about the Saskatchewan Rough Riders needing to get this football across the goal line somehow, and right now it seems that their next attempt and the fate is in the hands of a replay booth in Toronto that has been inconsistent to not be mean to them. Tell you what, they've got to get this right somehow this offseason. There's a lot of things that are going to be talked about this offseason, Roger.
Oh,
hopefully the review booth.
Here we go with the call.
After review, the ruling on the field is overturned. We have pass interference. Saskatchewan, number 84. It's a 10-yard penalty. He's second down.
And I love the reaction on the sideline of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The review booth does what it usually does. And immediately you see the coaches clapping on the sidelines, encouraging their guys. Hey, don't worry about this, guys. Let's roll. You know, now I think that the job is to go and get themselves back into field goal range. And to do that with Brett Lowther especially kicking, you get the feeling that the Riders need to get this ball, you know, around the 42-yard line.
That's hand fighting, not contact, man. That's a terrible call.
It's unfortunate. It's almost as if you just get so tired of talking about, you know, the fact that this league just wants to tilt everything towards just, I'm done with it.
Riders in a second and 15 situation from the Calgary 54. far left hash. They empty the backfield. Calero stands back, heaves over the middle, in tight, and it's caught by Shaq Evans. Doesn't he have it inside the 40? I believe he does, down at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, and Shaq Evans does a great job here, just finding the space. Calgary's just trying to keep everybody in front of him, not get beat deep. And Zach Caleros, again, that's the second play in a row where he's throwing an absolute dime for a first down for Saskatchewan.
A Famoso first down, our first of the fourth quarter for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Every pizza hand tossed by our Pizzaolos. Dine in or get delivery with Skip the Dishes. Two locations in both Regina and Saskatoon. And we'll see you Monday night for our Monday night watch party. $10 pizzas, $4 appies. First down Riders, Calgary 37. Calero stands, throws wide right side, and this one's caught inside the 25-yard line by KD Cannon. And there is some serious trash talking going on down there right now.
I love it. KD Cannon, he was a possession guy at Baylor, and he's coming out here and making the most. This is a dig at about 15 yards where Zach Caleros, I'll tell you what, this is, dare I say it, 2015. Zach Caleros, he's put the ball on.
He's fearless.
Pressure spots.
Fearless with his throws. That's what I like. Let's see if they can get it in the end zone. Lavoie, the motion man, in a five-receiver set. First down at the Calgary 22-yard line. And Caleros drops again on first down. Forced to scramble left. Delivers short left side. That is caught at the 10 by KD Cannon again. Fighting his way for yardage and out of bounds at the 5-yard line. It's a 17-yard pickup for the rookie from Baylor.
Well, KD Cannon, he's just running a little dig route coming back. And what he does is he sees Zach Caleros get outside the pocket. And like any good receiver, he breaks back towards the sideline to give Zach Caleros a target. And Zach Caleros again hits another open receiver. This is about as good as we've seen him. And, you know, for an offensive coordinator that's been under some fire here, Stephen McAdoo's delivering today. Both guys are.
First and goal, Riders at the Calgary 4, far left hash. Big team comes in on offense, triple receivers to the wide right side. David Watford quarterbacking it, and it's a handoff inside. Cam Marshall is down to the 1-yard line, second and goal.
And I love the response. Double tight, wing set, physical football to the 1-yard line.
We've got an injured Stampeder, I believe we do. Stampeder down, and we have an injury break here for WorkSafe Saskatchewan.
It's number 97.
Derek Wigan.
Derek Wigan, who's, hey, listen, he's been a good defensive tackle. He's a national that's been productive for them. They got a little rotation between Micah Johnson, Derek Wigan, and Junior Turner, who's also had a good year in a backup role. But obviously not ideal. We talk about substitutions, and remember when Josiah St. John went out and the Riders, it affected their big team personnel on short yardage. And now if you see him coming out, it's going to affect them.
In this injury break for WorkSafe Saskatchewan, even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. We'll take a timeout. Riders up 11-14 to go. They have a 22-18 lead, and they're knocking on the door. We'll be right back to McMahon. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. This fourth quarter is for Nutrien Ag Solutions, AgCo, Quality Tire, Seedmaster, E. Brassen Sons, and Sask Lotteries. Riders are up 22-18. Plenty of time left, over 11 minutes in the game. And they are second and goal now at the Calgary Stampeder 1-yard line, way down to our far right. As we look at them from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth, and now center Brendan Labatt leads him to the ball. Nick Marshall, the quarterback, from the Calgary 1. And Marshall straight ahead. He doesn't have a huge push here. Doesn't look like he got in on second down.
Well, it's just a tremendous effort from the interior tackles for the Calgary Stampeders. I don't know, they're going to check this again. And it definitely looks at the replay that Nick Marshall is close. But Calgary just is able to get their defensive linemen under the pads of the Rider O-line guys, and now you're starting to see the belief that Calgary has a turnover.
There's a fight for the football and a massive pileup down there, and now a late flag comes out.
Yeah, and you... Cooler heads have got to prevail here if you're on the offense of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I'm not sure what's happening down here. It's a shame that we're so high up. It does look like Nick Marshall is in, though. And, you know, it depends what angle. Here's the thing. I mean, it's for a league that's so reliant on a replay system right now, you just wish that they'd invest some more money on some different camera angles.
After the play, we have objectionable conduct. Number four, Calgary. It'll be first down, Saskatchewan on the 1 yard line.
Perfect.
Well, it works out for the Riders. But again, you just wish you'd have some more money invested in these end zone cameras so you can get a real definitive answer. And right now, this Calgary defensive line is going to be asked to defend their goal line on the one three straight times.
Here they come. First and goal from the Calgary one. Again, Nick Marshall under center. And again with a quarterback keep. And this time, Nick Marshall's got to be in there. Touchdown, Riders, for the rookie from Auburn. His seventh rushing touchdown of the year.
You've got a Nick Marshall, a kid that's watched the film. He's identified spots in which he can attack. And this time, for some reason, Calgary leaves some unguarded space right over top of the center. They put two linebackers back, but Singleton and Jameer Thurman are about 3 yards off. And it's just enough for Nick Marshall to get in over the top. Lathers in to convert.
Puts the Riders up 28-18 with a PAT to come. And for Saskatchewan, that is a drive that started at their own 25-yard line, which came after the TSN turning point of the game, Mike Edom intercepting Bo Levi Mitchell in the end zone. And from 32 yards out, Lowther punches it through, and the Riders go up 11, 29-18, with 10:14 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Now, if you're Calgary, unfortunately, you know, you already took the emphasis off the run game a little bit here in the second quarter or second half, and now down 11, you really get the feeling that Bo Levi Mitchell is going to have to put this on his shoulders. And I think it plays into the hands a little bit of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders if they're able to figure out how Calgary's been gashing some of their coverage points. And I think that that's probably been the main discussion from the booth up top down to the sidelines, you know, because the defensive backs coach, Jason Shivers, stays up in the booth here. So again, if you're Saskatchewan, you're gonna have to adjust, but they're in a good spot. And now you gotta start out with great cover teams on this kickoff.
Brought to you by Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR in this fourth quarter and Young's Equipment. That has given the Riders a little breathing space here. With 10:14 to go, they're up 29-18. Lowther, the sophomore from St. Mary's University, boots it away. Deep, almost down to the Calgary goal line. Romar Morris starting up from there. 10, 15, 20 goes Morris. 20, 25, 30, and Alex Gagne, I believe, will get credit for that. His 22nd special teams tackle of the season, which leads the league. And now it is on Bo Levi Mitchell with 10:07 to go to try and put some points on the board for Calgary.
Yeah, let's see how Saskatchewan approaches this. They're right now, they've got Cam Judge and Toby Antigua out. So if history tells us anything about this personnel package, they're playing the pass.
Don Jackson in pistol formation. Now he moves to Bo Levi's right side. Spread offense here as they start from their 31. And the gives to Don Jackson. Not a lot of room off that left side. Down to the 32. 1 yard gain for the rookie from Nevada.
And one of the things I liked about this was a pass defense the entire way, but it was a pass defense designed to take the first five or six yards away from the Calgary offense. And then they played the run well, and it's second and eight.
3-by-2 formation for the Stamps from their 33. Deep drop from Bo Levi. Steps up in the pocket. Spins out of pressure. Guns it over the middle and incomplete. And Mike Adam just belted the receiver from the backside. I'm not even going to argue that penalty. No doubt pass interference there. And Calgary's going to get a first down. The receiver was 81, Chris Matthews, and he's slow to get up.
Yeah, Adam just belts Matthews.
Pass interference, Saskatchewan, number 15. Point of foul, automatic first down, Calgary.
What he was trying to do is he was trying to time it up, and I actually think that the fact that Bo Levi Mitchell missed through this ball is what gave Adam the pass interference. If Bo Levi Mitchell puts this ball on Chris Matthews, then Edom is hitting him right as it gets there, and it might have a chance to be a turnover.
As it is, a first down via penalty. Calgary Stampeders now will scrimmage from their 45-yard line. It's a 13-yard infraction. Time whistled in. Four receivers in a group to the left side of the formation, but it's a draw. Jackson inside, and he'll get to the 48. 3-yard carry. It's Romar Morris with the ball. 3 yards.
You see in Calgary, the reason they're running these draws, they're trying their best. They want 5 yards out of this. If they figure if they can get in second and five, they're going to be all right. But Saskatchewan's been doing a good job of playing down on it and keeping them in tough situations.
Second and 7, Calgary from their 48. Mitchell drops to pass, unloads over the middle, and this is caught into Ryder territory down to the 45-yard line. Eric Rogers moves the chain.
We're seeing a heavyweight battle between the two quarterbacks for these organizations, and Bo Levi Mitchell's not shying away from this at all. He's going to find a window. Waits for Eric Rogers to get in there and hits him over the middle for 17 yards. Wow, I'll tell you what, this is a great game to watch if you're here or if you're listening.
First down Stamps, Ryder 45. Again, the Riders lead by 11, 8 minutes to go. 4-by-1 set for Bo Levi. It's a swing pass to the wide left side. And it's caught and brought down to the 35-yard line by Markeith Ambles, close to a first down.
Great offensive call here. Calgary spreads them out. They get Saskatchewan in a cover zero look. And what that means is there's man for man, and they throw just a quick pass and tell the receivers that they need to be blockers, and they are, and they're in second and one.
Bo Levi's in shotgun at the Ryder 36. Near left hash. Now he rushes up to the line of scrimmage under center, takes the snap and has the first down easily to the 34. Keeps the drive alive, and it also keeps the clock running. 7.5 to go. Riders up 11. Stamps marching.
Well, this is one of those deals, Rod, when we talked about the three keys of the game. You got to be continually staying alert on the sideline, staying in tune. You've got to be watching the clock. You got to understand if you do get on the field what the situation is going to be, and if you're on the defense, you just got to get a stop.
Durant, Rogers, Breskin to the wide right side, and Ambles. First down, Calgary, Ryder 33. Mitchell drops, looks downfield, wants to throw, sees nothing. He's in a lot of trouble. Scrambles right now, puts it up. And is it caught inside the 20? It is. Markeith Ambles, and you just saw Bo Levi Mitchell at his best. First down Stamps.
Yeah, Bo Levi Mitchell eludes 2 sacks. Gets to the outside and finds Markeith Ambles. This is a team that's been decimated by injuries to the receiver core, and Huffnagel just keeps throwing guys in, and now Jeter has gone down in an effort to give his teammates a break. Again, this is the infamous pigeon call that was made famous by the Danny Barrett and Roy Shivers regime. I'd be very surprised if Chad Jeter is actually hurt. In any regard, you're going to sub out some guys package-wise and move on with it.
And they're going to take a break. A commercial timeout while they attend to Chad Jeter. 6:33 to go. Riders lead 29-18 in Calgary. And you are listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at McMahon Stadium, we are set up with the Calgary Stampeders looking at a first down at the Saskatchewan 18-yard line. We're brought to you by Young's Equipment, AGCO, Sunbelt Rentals, and A&W.
You know, you're in here and Calgary's on the 13-14. I'd love to see a zero coverage with a blitz here. Go man on man, force it out of Levi's hands immediately, and let the Riders make a play on it.
3-by-2 formation for the Stamps. Far right hash of the Rider 18. Rolmar Morris is the back. Mitchell drops to pass. There's a penalty marker down. He sails it into the end zone well over the head of Chris Matthews. Second down. However, there are two penalty markers down.
Yeah, Levi Mitchell knew he had a free play here because the Saskatchewan Rough Riders jumped offside and really just threw up a ball that he wanted to allow Chris Matthews to compete for.
Offside, Saskatchewan, number 35. 5-yard penalty, remaining first down.
And again, you know, we haven't seen a zero blitz in a while from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You wonder if it's coming or they're just content to defend their end zone.
Second and 5 Stamps at the Saskatchewan 13-yard line. Spread offense for Bo Levi Mitchell, the 7-year veteran from Eastern Washington. Rolmar Morris, the back. And now they halt the play. I think he took too long.
Yeah, the Calgary Stampeders ran out of time. So they gave the back the 5
time
yards.
Timeout, Calgary. Oh. Timeout.
Oh, sneaky.
There's a local call.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Your local call is probably the best way to describe it.
They get the timeout in just in time, they say.
You know, it's all about what you're doing on the sidelines right now. It's all about the conversations that are going on offense. And you're looking at 601 and you're saying, hey, you know what, guys? I mean, if we keep doing what we're doing on offense, if we get the ball back here, we're going to be able to take a major chunk out of the rest of this game. So let's be ready to execute.
It is first and 5 Stamps at the Rider 13. 5 wide for Bo Levi Mitchell. Riders send 3 after him. Dances in the pocket, throws underneath. Prescotton down to the end zone. Touchdown, Stampeders. And they're still alive.
Well, he came in with 500 yards and 3 touchdowns on 32 catches here. And right when they need him, Juwan Prescotton pays off for the Calgary Stampeders. And again, we're seeing a shot for shot right now from these two quarterbacks. And it's a brilliant thing to watch. Calgary Stampeders are going to go for 2 here to try to pull within a field goal.
As it is, 29-24, Riders. Calgary will go for the 2-point convert, scrimmaging at the Saskatchewan 3 down to our left end of the field. Stamps in black, Riders in white. UConn Ray Williams is on the ball at the Rider 3. Don Jackson is the lone back in a 5-receiver set. Mitchell takes the snap, looks right, guns it to the goal line, and it is caught for 2. Markeith ambles, but it is very close.
Yeah.
The signal is that he was across.
Coach Jones is going to be looking at this immediately. And I'm not sure he had control. You've got to have control for this to count. And Markeith ambles did not have control of this football. And I think that Chris Jones needs to hurry up and throw this flag in the challenge because, again, it's all about control. Unless Coach Jones, you know, wants to save his flag for something more important. But again, you've got to have control, and Markeith Ambles does not.
He's not in.
And he's
nope.
Not in when it comes to the replay here.
He'd better hurry.
Chris Jones is sitting here looking at the referees saying, you know, why do we have to waste a flag on this? You guys
he shouldn't, because it's a scoring play.
It's a scoring play that's hopefully reviewed. You're right, Rod. And right now,
I don't get it. I don't understand.
This is exactly what you pay the guys in the booth in Toronto for, and the guys in Toronto seem to be having a slice of pizza.
The previous scoring play is under review by the command center.
Finally.
That review is for Nelson Motors and Equipment in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redverse, and Oxbow. Call today, 306-868-5000. And by the way, Nelson Motors and Equipment, a big sponsor of our sports dinner coming up in Assiniboia on Saturday, April 13th. It will be Brock Lesnar, Marty McSorley, and yours truly speaking down there in Assiniboia.
And, so, you know, why they review it is just an unbelievable play by Ed Gainey as well. But
after automatic review by the command center, the ruling on the field is overturned.
Thank you.
Yep.
It was unsuccessful.
Oh, thank you. Because if it hadn't come into that, you would have just It would have been the clear indication that the guys in the booth in Toronto would be wearing Calgary jerseys had that not been overturned. So thankfully, we get to play on here. Saskatchewan's going to be up 29-24. And again, if you're this offense, this is one of those times where you should have been, you got to be prepared to come out here and work the ball, take some clock off, and get in the end zone.
Paradis kicks off. Kyran Moore at the Rider 5. Straight ahead, 15, 20, 25-yard line, 30, goes swerve, 35, out to the 38, 39-yard line. But there is a penalty marker down. Hold on to your bingo cards. Stamps are motioning that it is on the Riders.
On the return, holding Saskatchewan, number 27. It's a 10-yard penalty, first down.
You know, and the 10-yard penalty is going to negate a good return here, but again, you got to be excited as an offense to come out here and have an opportunity to really bleed this clock. And, you know, Zach Calero's playing at such a high level right now, you really believe that they've got an opportunity to do that.
Zach Calero's 21 of 30 for 295 today. That's a 70% completion percentage. And he and the offense start from the 20-yard line of Saskatchewan. On first down, the gives to Cam Marshall. Surveying things. Second effort gets out to the 24-yard line. Four-yard pickup for Cam Marshall.
Yeah, and it's a tough, smart 4 yards. Cam Marshall initially tries to get to the right and then realizes all the space is gone and then capitalizes off Williams working hard as a blocker to get 4 yards. They're fortunate, and this is a manageable second down for the Riders.
64 yards on the ground for Cam Marshall today, maybe in contention for our O-Star. Riders second down and 6 from their own 24 on the far left hash. Spread offense, 5 wide, Stamps blitz. Calero stands, throws out of the reach of the short left flats. Looking for Air Jordan, and the Riders are going to have to punt it away with 4:23 to go.
Yeah, just out of the reach of Jordan, who's running a out route. Jagger Davis manages to get some contact on Caleros. They were blitzing and he came up the middle. So you've got a 5-point lead, and you know, with a good return, Calgary's going to have some very good field position here. So you got to cover well.
It's only the second Riders two and out of the football game, but it comes at an inopportune time with 4:15 to go. They lead 29-24. They're punting from their own 24-yard line. Great snap from Jorgen Hoos. And Bartell unloads a high end-over-ender. Romar Morris inside the Calgary 50. Downed immediately. And I think the fans want a no-yards flag there. They're not getting one. They might have had cause for concern.
I'll tell you what. This is just a beautiful punt from Josh Bartell. Just right when they needed it, too. And guess who? It's number 32, Alexander Gagne, coming down and making an
That's
unreal
three
play.
Today.
Yeah, he's been balling for them. And again, he's a young guy that all you got to do is be a superstar in your role. They've asked Gagne to be that guy on their cover teams, and he's welcomed the challenge.
Here we go. Now for the Riders to be stars on defense. 3:45 left. They lead by 5. Bo Levi and company start from their 50-yard line, far right hash. He drops to pass and puts it up downtown near sidelines over the head of the streaking Lamar Durant at the Rider 30-yard line, second and 10.
Yeah, and thank goodness the Levi Mitchell was locked on and intent on hitting Durant, because there was a wide open receiver initially here up the middle had it been a quicker pass. But again, this is the perfect scenario here for the Riders, second and 10. They just, you know, in this situation in the third quarter, they just missed some tackles on easy plays. Now they got to, you know, they just got to execute here.
Second and 10 now for the Horsemen from their 50. 3:20 left. Mitchell again wants to air it out. He delivers underneath. Coverage and incomplete. Breskinton. Oh, it's Markeith Ambles, the target. Ed Gainey had the coverage, and the Stamps go two and out.
Man on man, one safety. And this is what I'm talking about, execution. Ed Gainey all over this receiver. Bo Levi Mitchell puts it too far in front of him. And now it's the Saskatchewan Rough Riders' turn to try to get their offense in some good field position with 3 minutes and 14 seconds left on the clock.
And counting down, by the way, time precious for the Stamps right now. As Maver punts it long and deep. Oh, boy. Fielded at the one by Swerve to the six-yard line. Man, Maver has been lights out for Calgary today on those deep punts. And the Riders will be starting just across their five when we come back. We have hit the Jiffy Lube 3-minute warning in this one. Get road trip ready. Visit jiffylubeservice.ca. Riders up five, under 3 minutes to go. The finale is next. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, if you've just joined us, you've joined us at a great time. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to start this latest drive on their 5-yard line over in the far left hash. They get a 5-point lead and 2:53 to go. You're listening to the Canadian Football League tonight on the Cooperators Rider Radio Network, and that includes 96.3 Cruise FM in Saskatoon, GX94 Yorkton, 900 CKBI Prince Albert, 1050 CJNB North Battleford, CJNS FM in Meadow Lake, and the flagship, the mighty 620 CKRM. Riders on the ball, balance set, starting from their five, and it is a play fake. Shot left side, pass is caught. Air Jordan down the far sidelines, 25-30. That's a great way to get the ball out to the 31-yard line. 27-yard pickup by Air Jordan.
Well, this is championship football time. Last 3 minutes in a potentially clinching game, and their quarterback, Zach Caleros, drops another dime to his big possession receiver running a flat or just sort of hanging out near the sticks on the first down marker. There's a Calgary player down, and it's going to give Saskatchewan a little bit more time to talk about their next move. But again, that's literally the best result you could have hoped for in that first down situation. And I really like the call. I really like the fact that it was a play action. Right, you got to threaten the run. Calgary's probably on their heels. Saskatchewan's managed to get some good first down yardage on those run plays, and that's what opened it up in the back. And again, what more can you say about a guy like Jordan Williams Lambert?
Trey Roberson, the star rookie corner from Illinois State, is down, and there's a high concern level for him over on the far sidelines. And I'm not sure who's going to come in. Patrick Levels, I would assume.
Yeah, it's been Pat Levels here for the most part when Calgary's had these injury situations. They got Adam Berger back there as well. But again, Levels is a guy that's actually made some plays here. He's got 20 tackles on the air. I think he's got an interception, although it's not written down here. But again, he's quite capable of playing in spot duty for the Calgary Stampeders.
You talk about a heavyweight match today. It has been the Stamps wanting to clinch first. They haven't yet, and the Riders still had a shot coming into this game. A win helps those matters, of course, but don't forget Calgary's still got two games left after tonight, and all they need is one more win to clinch first. But Riders have done their job today so far.
Well, you got the table set. It's time to finish.
Oh, what a warrior. Brendan Labatt, the 11-year veteran, moved to center tonight. On the ball at the Rider 31, far left hash. And it's a handoff inside to Cam Marshall. He's to the 35-yard line. 4-yard pickup for Marshall.
And again, one of these footballs that Zach Caleros is probably pretty tempted to keep.
He's down.
He fumbled because, yeah, the ground caused the fumble, but again, you got to like the chances
time
here.
Timeout, Calgary, timeout.
There's second.
You know, you really get the feeling if the Riders don't, and they got to be safe, they got to be smart about this play. This can't be a play they haven't called yet unless they've been building it up to this situation. Zach Caleros has got to be smart, and this offensive line has to identify what's about to happen in front of them in protection.
Second down and six. Riders from their 35. 2:10 to go. They lead by five. Four by one set. Caleros drives deep pressure from the backside, throws it downfield. We got a flag. It's caught by Shaq Evans at the 50 of the Riders near sidelines, the 51. But yeah. What's the flag?
It's going to be a push-off on Shaq Evans there down at the bottom. So it's going to go from...
Pass interference, Saskatchewan, number one. It's a 10-yard penalty, remains second down.
Now again, I mean, you're looking at a situation here coming up that Saskatchewan Roughriders have actually succeeded in. You're going to have to protect the cue, and if I'm Zach Caleros in these long downs, I'm looking for guys coming across the middle between the hashes on these digs. That's where the weakness for the Calgary Stampeders has been, right in front of the safeties and just over the top of the linebackers.
We got a challenge on the call now by Chris Jones. He doesn't agree with it. But you thought it was pass interference.
Well, the reason I knew the call is because of the amount of space that Shaq Evans had created, on the defensive back. That was Patrick Levels at the time. And you love the fact that the Riders went right at the new defensive back, by the way.
Kim Murphy over having a word with Chris Jones on the Riders sidelines. And here we go. Here's the announcement from Kim Murphy.
Saskatchewan is challenging the previous play. OPI will review the play.
So maybe Jeff Harbin, the video replay official back in Toronto, will do a make good because nobody agreed with the Air Jordan pass interference or the push-off earlier in this quarter. So maybe they'll make it up. 2:03 left, Riders up 5, and we're going back to Toronto for a review. And this game probably has had the most reviews in it of any CFL game all year.
And this game has also been one of the most enjoyable games to call. This has been fun. And now you're looking at, he got his inside hand up on the shoulder pad. I don't know.
Before Caleros even unloaded the pass.
Yeah, but this is going to be tough. I'm not sure what they're going to call here in the booth. But again, you saw a little bit of contact on the upfield shoulder with the inside hand of Shaq Evans. And I think that the reaction of the defensive back is what's going to sway the event.
After review, the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah.
Offensive pass interference.
Yeah. And the reason why is because
Saskatchewan has charged their final team timeout. It'll be second down.
You know, I don't know if he did it on purpose, but Patrick Levels sure embellished this. You know, I'd immediately call into, either way, you got to move forward. Again, look for guys on the digs between the hash here for Zach Caleros.
Sellout crowd, fans from both sides on their feet at McMahon. Second and 16 for the Rough Riders at their own 25-yard line. Only 2:03 is left, but that's an eternity in this league, as we all know. Caleros drops the pass on second. Over the middle with this one, and it is caught by a sliding receiver over the 45-yard line, Air Jordan. He's the second and long man, and he moves the chains.
Well, it's exactly where we said that Zach Caleros was going to find open receivers, too. Right between the hash on these digs. And that's exactly where Jordan Williams-Lambert catches this 21-yard ball. That's great patience, great protection. And again, you got another Calgary Stampeder on his knee, but again, Zach Caleros does a great job of exploiting a weakness that he's managed to find here in this second half.
So another break, another injured Stampeder. Our stats man, Conan Daly, telling us Air Jordan tonight, 115 yards on 6 receptions. He's probably been the offensive star, but there's been some choices here tonight for the Rough Riders, who are up 29-24 with now 1:54 left to play.
And if you remember the Calgary Stampeders, it couldn't get any worse for you up front. This is Micah Johnson, one of the best defensive tackles in this league, coming out for 3 plays if he comes back at all. And ball security right now, Rod, is at a premium.
Oh. Public address announcer Dan Carson rallying the Stampeder faithful to get loud. Riders break huddle and come over the ball. First down at their own 46, just inside the far left hash. 5-yard package for Zach Caleros. His back is Cameron Marshall. On first down, play fake, screen pass dropped. The target was Air Jordan. to the wide right side. Second and 10.
And actually, they're probably fortunate that this ball was thrown in the dirt, because if Air Jordan catches this ball, Calgary manages to get Saskatchewan in about a second and 14. This would have been a big loss. So Zach Caleros is probably the reason why he put that at Jordan Williams Lambert's feet.
Evans and Air Jordan to the left. Lavoie, Moore, and Caleb Hawley to the right. Five receivers set. Second and 10, Saskatchewan, their own 46. Caleros drops, delivers short left side. Caught by the tailback, Marshall inside for the first down to the Calgary 53-yard line with 1:22 to go.
And I'll tell you what, that, my friends, barring any turnovers, that puts the Riders in a fantastic position to close out this game. 12 yards to Cam Marshall, who's back on the roster. Chris Jones looking like an absolute genius by taking Figgy off. He's really dominated personnel decisions this year. He really has. He's done well.
Clock running, 1:09 to go. Riders first and 10 at the Calgary 53. Left hash. Gives to Cam Marshall inside. He's to the 49 of the Stampeders, and that's going to take it down inside a minute to go. 58 seconds are left, and the clock starts when Cam Murphy whistles time in. It'll be second and medium.
And when we talk about championship football, you're looking at a physical attack on the ground now on that first down play. Four tough yards. Those big guards, Josiah St. John, Phillip Blake, and Brendan Labatt, who hasn't had a bad snap since being back here at center. Just absolutely gashing guys and giving room for Marshall to get some yards.
Second and 6. Riders at the Calgary 49. 40 seconds left. 39. Handoff to Cam Marshall inside to the 45. And that's going to bring up third and 2 with 34 seconds left to go.
And it's decision time here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Obviously, Chris Jones would have loved another yard out of that. But you're looking at a third and a long third and 2. It's third and about 2.5, it looks like, from this point. They're going to send the punt team on. And if you're Saskatchewan, if you look at the course of the year, the defense being on the field with 34 seconds left and protecting a 5-point lead is exactly what a lot of people would want to see.
So the Riders will punt, third and 2. Romar Morris is the Calgary returner down at their 5. 34 seconds are left. The Stamps have used all their timeouts. The clock's running now as Jorgen Hughes gets down at the ball at the Stampeder 46. Here's the snap, and Bartel unloads it.
Oh, and it's a great punt.
Romar Morris at the 10, outside the numbers, far side. 15-yard line down to the 16 with 9 seconds left in the game.
That's a fantastic punt. That's 2 in a row from Josh Bartel, the lengthy Aussie. Does the Riders a solid, and you got 9 seconds. Guess what time it is? It is prevent time, folks. Three-man rush coming up. They're going to be in probably a cover 3, cover 4. That means, guys, you got 4 safeties, essentially.
Timer, reset the clock to read 10 seconds, please.
No, the Calgary...
10 seconds on the clock.
Calgary home field decides to give the Stamps an extra advantage in 2 seconds. But again, now you just got to go execute. You've been doing it, and don't let anybody get behind you.
6-yard return for Omar Morris. The punt out of the Aussie, Josh Bartel, 37 yards, but well placed. And here come the Stamps, maybe 2 plays, maybe. Far right hash of their 16-yard line. Bo Levi against a 3-man rush all day, throws underneath. Oh, Lamar Durant is crunched. Oh, and there's a flag, are you kidding? Hit him. Now that's a bad call, unless it's helmet to helmet, which might have been the call.
This is a tough call on Mike Edom.
Oh, Luke.
No, that is not a helmet-to-helmet at all. Ugh.
Clothesline, Conan saying, our stats man, might be the call. I just heard the crunch.
So here's the deal, Rod. If you're the...
Major foul, unnecessary roughness. Saskatchewan, number 15. We're up 15 yards, automatic first down.
But here's the thing. Calgary. Right now, they need leaders. Look at Toby Antigua. Toby Antigas moving the guys onto the next play. He's saying, guys, get in your coverage. Ed Gainey, he's done complaining about it. He's trying to get Mike Edom back
timer.
On track.
Reset the clock to read 5 seconds.
Stop.
Reset the clock to read 5 seconds.
Got to be leaders here. You can't do anything about that call.
This is it. Well, time was, I thought, whistled in by Kim Murphy. Now he has stopped proceedings here. 5 seconds are left on the clock.
And in typical Western Conference fashion, there's 5 seconds left here, and there's not one person thinking this game is over. I'll tell you what, man, this has been an absolute privilege to be a part of from the broadcast booth.
The medical spotter in the command center has removed number one from the game.
So, they take out Lamar Durant. Oh, you got 5 seconds here to get on the plane with a W.
This is it. The game is on the line. Calgary with 5 seconds to go from their 31. Mitchell drops. Dancing in the pocket. Steps up, and here's the Hail Mary toss. And it is incomplete down to the Rider 15. And that's it. This one's over. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders win in Calgary 29-24. That's your final on the Quality Tire scoreboard. Hang on, everybody. We got the fifth quarter coming up next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.